This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget, everybody working out there on the Third Watch right now, and I'm talking about the folks that are keeping America rolling along, the over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, talking about the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail to the post office so you get your letters delivered today, talking about the suicide jockeys with their gas that they haul, the diesel they haul, as well as the jet fuel so you can get from point A to B. And we can also follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our settings over at Gab, at Getter, at Truth Social, at Twitter. We're also on Instagram as Captain's America. Captain with an S on the end of it, America, all lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us over there on that website because our signal goes right through there to the satellite. And that's our signal going out of the radio station to the satellite. You can always hear us over there. And when the live show is over, then, of course, we have the stream over there, which is the current show that plays over and over again on a loop. And our podcast is over there, too. All right, let's go to the website, and we have got their website, the telephone. And we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on board. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How about if we say the pledge, and then we'll take a phone call. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, you ready to take a caller?
Absolutely.
Hey, Gam and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as this rail strike goes, I think that they might need to do what President Reagan, I believe, did back in a long time ago, have a 90-day cooling-off period in case it happens, because this is important to the security of the country. And like you say, it's going to cause a tremendous amount of disruption and inflation. And what is the exact sticking point as far as the them signing a contract?
Okay, well, we'll tell you. All right, thank you. By the way, it's wages, number one. They haven't had a pay raise in 5 years. Number two, it's their health insurance. Go figure, right?
Right.
And number three, it's the other benefits that they get that they haven't gotten any new ones in 5 years.
Right, and also having to do, I think, with sick time and
correct.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct, which is all money-related because sick time is paid time.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. And I don't blame them for striking, but, you know, the government could step in. They could Biden could do a couple of different things here, just like Ronald Reagan did. However, the Congress can do something, too. The Congress has the ability to pass legislation, which you know Biden would sign, to keep them from going on strike.
Well, that's right. And, of course, way back then with Ronald Reagan, I think he busted the air traffic controllers.
He fired them.
Exactly. Because, again,
he said, you will come back to work by such and such a date or you're done.
Well, that's right. So Congress certainly has an interest here. The president has an interest here. The American people have an enormous interest here in order to not have this strike occur. And you're right, Captain. They have every right to call for a strike. They have every right to negotiate. But hopefully they can get past these impasses so that the freight keeps flowing and the passenger trains keep going across the country.
Okay, now I've got another question for you. Is the red wave crashing? We're starting to hear from some of the mainstream press that, well, the red wave is not necessarily what it was, and the Democrats are creeping in there, and, you know, there might be some warning signs here flashing again, and it's not going to be good for the Republicans. Well, guess what? Nothing is good for the Dems right now. Nothing.
I can't imagine why the Democrats would be gaining ground.
They're not.
It just doesn't make any sense. Because, Captain, a plain viewing of what's happening in our society, economy, everything, goes to the idea that something is terribly wrong, and people aren't stupid in that regard.
And every time the United States gets a chance to see Mayor Lori Lightfoot in her infinite glory, it gives the Republicans more votes because yesterday, of all things to do, she questioned the religious beliefs of Texas Governor Abbott for sending illegals to her city. What a dope.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Captain. Didn't the mayor of Chicago plus the whole state of Illinois, aren't they sanctuary state and
yes,
city?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, then they have essentially invited and said this is a good thing. We think illegal immigration should be happening, and we are a sanctuary. So, in other words, if you come here, we are going to protect you, right? We're going to not give you up to federal authorities and whatever the case may be. And but then suddenly, if they actually do start getting some illegal immigrants, and then to turn around and say all this other stuff, it just means that they were only doing lip service.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And we shall continue our discussion right after we go to this break. So, folks, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and myself on a Thursday morning. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern to hear the hardest working overnight radio talk hosts in America. New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, and we appreciate that. Another fine job done by Jeff in Sarasota. Now, I will tell you, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, of course, Relief Factor is the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. I've been working with them now for going on 8 years, and I will tell you that the product I take myself, so I know what I'm talking about here when I tell you that if you've got pain and you've got aches and you've got maybe some muscle issues and this, that, and the other from your daily regimen, then this is the way to do it. This is the way to jump on the bandwagon and get this taken care of, because this product will work. It'll work. And the reason it'll work is because it's all natural. There's no narcotics in it. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, swelling, and lowers or eliminates the pain altogether by going right straight to the source. Right straight to the source. Now, remember this, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the place to go. Check it out, because after all, like Kyle likes to say, Kyle is going to say what?
All you have to lose is pain.
And boy, is that true. Truer words are never spoken. Because I had to take some last night, by the way, because I was having some issues. My legs stiffened up really bad, and it started to bother my back because it creates a problem walking. And I took it, boom, leg loosened up, back emptied, back quit hurting, and I was fine. So there you go.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. So it just amazes me what this stuff does. Okay. We've got a caller. I'm not sure, but I think I know who this is. So let's be surprised. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And this better be good.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
My My reputation precedes me. Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, yeah. You got to just kind of, you know, get your ducks in a row. By the way, do yourself a favor. Stay away from InfoWars. They are one of the most unreliable, despicable websites there ever was in the world, and they just throw things in there to see if you'll believe it or not. They really do.
Oh, okay. I'll take a look at that. I've never really.
Yeah, they're not good. They're not reliable at all. Not at all. Don't.
I just use my own general intelligence here. Real quick, you guys were talking just recently about the red wave coming up, and that people are predicting a red wave, and some people are saying no, some people are saying yes.
Yep.
We won't know until game day, if that makes sense.
That's right.
And I hope things work out for the American Party, if that makes sense.
Yep.
But one of the things that people talk about or say the Democrats really are working on as part of their platform is abortion rights.
That's right.
And women's rights.
Yep.
And abortion this and abortion that.
Yep.
Even what's her name? Press secretary, KJP or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever her
Frenchie.
Name is.
Frenchie.
Sure, there you go. she's even talking about abortion is going to be pivotal.
They believe that's their winning issue, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So then you got Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
who introduces a prohibition on abortion bill post 15 weeks,
mm-hmm.
the same day that the Biden administration was touting the, we're going to raise your prices act or whatever that's allegedly supposed to save people money. Here's the situation.
I know where you're going.
I hope you do, because we're thinking of the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans pretty much have the House based on all, polling data, et cetera, and just
correct.
The way things are looking. We're going to take the House, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But what is up in the air is the Senate.
Right.
The Senate is being hard fought for.
Yep.
And I just heard an interview from the good senator from South Carolina
mm-hmm.
Yesterday evening, talking about how every time there's always a good time to protect life and this, that, and the other. Yeah, that's true. Okay, I get it. But what's the issue? The issue for the Democrats is abortion. And
yep.
the Senate, to include crazy Mazie Hirono, is out there saying that this is an attack on women
yep.
and this is a real present threat. And my contention is this. Senator Graham is throwing it to the Democrats
yep.
because now even I'm talking about it, and we're, quote-unquote, collective, we're talking about it
mm-hmm.
going on right now. So I think I have my personal opinion about the good senator from the state of South Carolina. That,
mm-hmm.
I'll keep that to myself. There are things I believe that I'll never say, but I don't say things I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So
that makes sense.
That's a cliche, right? So,
I know.
But it works, and I should have listened to it when I listened to my own advice when I was a young man. But anyway, my mouth got me in some trouble. But that's my contention. Is he's
okay.
throwing it to the Democrats as part of the.
We thank you for that. We thank you for that.
Yeah, Roger
we'll
sir.
Run with it. Okay.
Y'all have a good morning. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Kyle, Denise and I talked about that issue yesterday because she, for the life of her, couldn't understand why Lindsey Graham threw them a carrot. This is a carrot. Because I will tell you that there is definitely, what Eric said is absolutely true, the Democrats believe that they have a winning issue. They believe their winning issue is abortion, because they know the Republicans, for the most part, are against it. And then Lindsey Graham goes out there and tosses out something, which doesn't mean it's going to pass. We got to remember that. Just because he wants something that's 15 days, it does not mean that it's going to pass, right?
Well, that's right. And the Democrats are counting on a one-issue sort of setup here. And, Captain, they were, I actually thought when the decision was first leaked and then when the final decision came down, I think the Democrats looked at it as from their perspective, a blessing from above, because it meant that they could talk about this. They could get people riled up about this. They wouldn't have to talk about inflation, the border,
mm-hmm.
the economy in general, foreign policy, you name it. Joe Biden and his weird things that's happening to him and so forth, very sad mm-hmm. medical things,
well,
and so they thought mm-hmm. this is good for him.
The only thing that's going to throw this for a loop for the Democrats is if the economy continues to go south and does not come up the way they thought it was going to this time and did not. Now let's go to the telephone line and see who we got here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is your friend Cheryl from Sarasota.
Hi there, Cheryl.
And,
how are you?
How are you doing, dear? I hope your legs and everything are better. My question is regarding that mandate or the idea that we're going to have electric vehicles and that you're going to charge them.
Yeah.
And you're going to have those at, you know, various areas. How much are they going to charge you to go in there and use that equipment? And who's going to monitor that it's in working order?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't most of those properties for fuel and stuff private?
Mm-hmm.
That's not federal property, correct?
That's right. But I got an idea. I'm going to tell you where I think they're going to put them.
Where do you think they're going to put them out, in the cow pastures?
In the rest areas along the interstate highways.
Well, that's what I was thinking, mm-hmm. but still, isn't that private property still?
It's state property. Yep, state uh-huh. property. But and they are going to charge because they got $900 million worth of investment, so they say that they're going to have to pay for, and that ain't going to be free.
No, so how much are they going to charge you?
All they can get, whatever they can get. Watch and see.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, exactly. That was my question. So you have yourself a good day.
Thank you very much.
My best to your friend, Kyle, and
yep.
you take care.
Thank you very much. No, Kyle, they're going to charge whatever they can possibly think of to charge. It's got nothing to do with, well, you know, we're going to give it to them for nothing. No, they're not. I heard them say that. I heard somebody say, well, you know, for a little while, we're going to give it to them for nothing. Really, nothing is free.
Nope, there is no free lunch. And I appreciate what Cheryl was talking about. And while she was talking about it, I was starting to think of the scales that are now going to start to be involved. You know, Captain, you know, as many of the listeners know, I love to make the drive from Orange County over to Las Vegas from mm-hmm. time to time. And you're right. I think the rest areas are where they would make.
Oh, and when the trucks go electric, they're going to have to be in the weigh stations.
Well, exactly.
That's the
exactly.
only place they can park the trucks besides the rest areas. And they don't have enough parking in the rest areas for the trucks. So, obviously, they're going to have to put them in the scales. And that's not going to be – there's a lot of guys that don't want to pull into the scale house because that's when they do things like, oh, gosh, DOT checks, logbooks, equipment checks. And that will give them a chance to come over and take a look at somebody's equipment. So they don't like to do that because they're running the risk of maybe getting caught working on their second or third logbook, if you will.
Well, sure, but the scale of vehicles that are making that trip, let's say just between L.A. and Las Vegas.
Sure.
There's thousands and thousands and thousands of vehicles.
Yep.
Now, most of them are going
to... I've been in that traffic, Kyle, going to Las Vegas and coming back when it's been a 50 or 60-mile traffic jam.
Yeah, but how many vehicles can stop at one time to charge up in the middle of the desert?
Not many. All right, hold that thought, my friend. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Thursday morning. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how, because you got lots of stuff to talk about yet.
Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern to hear the hardest-working overnight radio talk hosts in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News.
The World Health Organization said the end of the COVID-19 pandemic is, quote, in sight, and the world has, quote, never been in a better position to reach this long-awaited goal. Los Angeles County Supervisor Sheila Kuehl's home and office were raided by sheriff investigators looking into an award allegedly given to a nonprofit organization the supervisor is connected with.
This strikes me as being part of a sort of a bogus
non-investigation.
This news comes after an investigation by local officials and the Los Angeles Times found a network of officers targeting vocal critics and political opponents of Los Angeles Sheriff Alex Villanueva. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
I'll tell you what, my friend, Dr. Bill, and he can be your friend too, if you've got a problem, if you've need of wound care for your leg or your foot, if you've got diabetic foot care that you need to have, if you've got limb salvage, if you're worried about somebody says, well, we're going to have to take this up because of whatever, like your foot, your leg, your ankle, whatever, if you need general podiatry, and here's what really saved me. Try, if everything else has failed, try the hyperbaric oxygen system. Try that. It's a godsend. It's a miracle working procedure. Now, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is in St. Pete, but it doesn't matter where you're at because you can come to them, and they've got a great office. They've got a great staff. You'll love Stacy. She's the life of the party, the receptionist, and she'll make you feel right at home. And all you got to do is call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Set a schedule an appointment. Have yourself checked up. Let him tell you whatever he thinks the problem is and what he thinks he can do for you. He worked miracles on me. Believe me when I tell you, I was in bad shape. And they were talking about taking my left foot off at the ankle. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen, and thank God for that. So, Dr. Bill, and by the way, I'm going to pronounce his last name because You know, I tried this once before, but I'm going to give it a shot again. Spiropoulos, Dr. Bill Spiropoulos. He's a fine Irish-American. I'm just kidding. And he's a former Navy doctor, so that's how come when it comes to wound care, you guys that are combat-related with your stuff and they'll let you go somewhere else and you need to find another opinion, he's the guy. He's the guy. A lot of veterans are going there. So the phone number again, one last time, 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Give him a call. Schedule an appointment. All right. Back to the telephone line, and this here is Mr. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to pick up where we left off. Eric brought up an interesting point. It now appears that the GOP, by all indications, are going to win the House. They're favored to win the House. No matter where you look, the Democrats are pretty much giving up on that they're going to lose the House. However, they believe they're going to hold the Senate because they've got the winning issue in abortion because of what Lindsey Graham did. And, yes, that's what they think. However, not everybody in the Republican Party is on board with Lindsey Graham's legislation. That's number one. So it's a Lindsey Graham thing, and the people that are running, the Republicans that are running, can say, look, we didn't sponsor that, and we're not going to do that. There's a better way to do this, whatever that better way happens to be. And now you're starting to hear about all these little kind of like mini contracts with America coming out, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And that's what they've got to do. Now, Americans right now, on top of everything else, and this needs to be thrown right at the Democrats' face, are bearing the $20 billion yearly burden for the millions of illegal aliens who've stolen their way across the southern border since Biden took office. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. We're paying for that because of wherever they wind up, we're paying for that. And it now appears, you want to say something?
No, I was going to say, no, you're exactly right about that. And the Democrat Party elite, they could care less whether you're paying for it or not.
But it's way too early for the Democrats or even the Republicans to celebrate any victory since there's adverse developments in both the economy and inaccuracies in polling. And this is what I was talking about earlier, inaccuracies in polling that could hand the GOP a larger than expected victory because they're still doing the polling on the Democratic side of the aisle the way they did in 2020, which wasn't right, the way they did in 2016, which wasn't right, and the way they did in 2012, which wasn't right. They're still doing it the same way.
Well, sure, and there are going to be dynamic changes between now and the elections in November. The October surprise is certainly going to factor into it, perhaps, whatever that might be. But, Captain, the world is so unpredictable at this point that it literally could be any issue that might sway the election one way or the other. The Democrats are hoping it's abortion. They're hoping it's something else. But I think if the Republicans are slow and steady and they keep talking about the economy itself is demonstrating to the voters that things are bad.
It's absolutely ironic to me that the Democrats are still using the same voting schematics and the same system that they used when they were off by plenty in prior elections, which were to say that use the word inaccurate was the understatement of the year. That's amazing to me.
Well, right. Well, I think they also have a real aversion to wanting to make any kind of real change. They don't want to look at things with clear eyes, Captain. They want to continue the same way they've been going. I mean, why else would we have had a celebration at the White House on the day the Dow plunged 1,200 points?
Well, remember when they wanted the $1 million infrastructure bill and they finally eventually wound up getting it?
Right.
During the past year, the Democrats have done and finished a total of four projects of the 30 that they had on their list to do the first year. They've actually spent 1% of the funds allocated for infrastructure, 1% of that $1 trillion.
And they love to laugh things like that off. Like, for example, remember
it's
the shovel-ready jobs?
It's not funny.
Well, but remember when Obama was laughing? Well, I guess those shovel-ready jobs weren't as shovel-ready as we thought. You know, that's what they do. All they want to do is make you think that they've spent a bunch of money and that they're making everything better and that the Republicans are going to come in and ruin everything. Well, Democrats are ruining everything, and they want to blame it on anybody but themselves.
What could that money have been used for other than what they're not using it for? Just pick a thought.
Build the wall.
Well, that's part of it, but how about helping out businesses that were going under?
Well, sure, of course.
Giving them small business loans and helping out people that were losing their homes. How about that? Couldn't we have done that with that money?
Well, of course.
But
of course.
No, that's too easy. No.
Well, all of this is so much theater in so many ways. They want you to have a certain perception. And they know that they can't get the results that they're saying they're going to get.
Yep.
But they want you to think that just around the corner, we'll do it.
Well, I got some more theater. We'll wrap this segment up with this before we go to the Highway and Byway Report. Wednesday, a European Union court upheld a multi-billion-dollar fine against Google. Google was ordered to pay in 2018 for violating competition laws. The court slightly reduced the fine to a record $4 billion. It was $6 billion. Now, the tech company also was found guilty of placing unlawful restrictions on Android manufacturers to promote market dominance in its apps and search engines. So, for that measly little conniving, it cost them $4 billion.
Yeah, there might be a drop in the bucket, too. Who knows? Probably.
And, of course, Meta got caught up in this stuff, and so didn't somebody else. Meta was Facebook. Who's the other one? Oh, Twitter. Twitter got caught up in this, too. They all got fined yesterday, but the other places didn't get fined like this amount of money.
Right. No kidding. Yeah.
All right. And it looks like we got time for one more thing here. Dr. Oz is going to finally have a debate with Mr. Fetterman, and there's only one catch. It's got to be done with so the blind people can be able to see it.
Well, have it be translated in some way that they can, perceive it exactly.
Yeah, the hand signal and the thing on the set and all that, yep.
Mm-hmm. You mean the hard of hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say, blind? Well, it's blind, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so definitely, to have a debate is good, because I think when people really start to hear how far left of even Bernie Sanders Fetterman really is, I mean, it's going to be really amazing, I think.
Well, again, and we talked about this, and Eric brought it up, and I'm going to bring it up one last time before we take our break. Around the world, the abortion issue is what the Democrats are banking on, against the presumed red wave coming here in November. And it's just amazing, with the national economy in shambles and the U.S. projecting foreign policy weakness around the world, that the abortion issue is even being talked about. But the Democrats believe this is their winning issue, and they're going to pound that like you're breaking rocks on a rock pile.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Hold that thought, my friend. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break this time. So, Kathy, have at it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Writing on the wall.
Stevie Wonder. I used to call him Little Stevie Wonder because I remember when he came out and played Fingertips. You remember that one, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, yeah, way back.
The piano was, he could hardly sit up at the piano.
Yeah. Well, that song is cool, and the clavinet, and but I think the horn arrangement on that, that's killer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and that bass that's in there. I love bass like that. All righty, well, do you get the chance to start out and tell us what's going on out west, because I got some new developments to the east.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we're looking at some air quality, of course, up in Montana again, but also especially for our friends in Missoula tonight in that general area where they've also are reading haze right now, as a matter of fact. So these air quality alerts continue through northern Idaho and down through central Idaho as well. But also coming out I-80 from Reno, you still have some of the smoke and particulate matter from the mosquito wildfire that you're going to have to endure there. Aerial flood watch continues on the other half of I-80 through Nevada tonight as you come through Elko. And then, by the way, we're seeing some of the rain that we were looking at last hour. You know, some of it's dissipating a little bit, but if you're still near Grand Junction on I-70 in Colorado, you're definitely going to be seeing rain for quite some ways there. Also, Rock Springs on I-80 up in Wyoming. And then also, as you head out from Denver, this is going to be along I-76. You're still going to have rain as you come out of Colorado and make your way over into Nebraska. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we're going to start with Illinois because suddenly the fog has branched out. We told you about the dense fog advisory. Well, it's starting to roll in particular the south end of Chicago, Gary, across the south part of Michigan, I-94, about halfway across to Detroit, and across I-90 and across I-80, all the way across Indiana right now, and about halfway across on I-80, about halfway across Illinois at the moment, and of course I-65, we've got about 25-30 miles of fog going into Chicago, but that area is going to get bigger because it's also going to be in the western half of Ohio, which right now is getting some patches of it, but it's going to get foggier as the morning goes along. Now, eastern third of Kentucky, same thing. Looks like we'll have some fog there. Might have some fog in the mountains of Tennessee, kind of early to tell, but it kind of looks as if that's what's going on here at the moment. Going over to Texas, we've got a poor air quality alert with the possibility of a little bit of fog mixed into that. That's going to make it interesting because that's driving with sparkly stuff in your eyes at night. You've also got I-35 and I-10, San Antonio, north, south, east, west, with the same scenario there. Down on the border from Houston and over towards the Louisiana line, bouncing around with some fog down to Brownsville and Harlingen, Texas. And then from Lafayette over towards New Orleans, you got some fog right there along the coastline going through the city. You run out of it again. You pick it up a little bit around Mobile, and it's bouncing along the coastline up there in the peninsula of Florida. Now, I'm going to finish with this early part here and tell you that there is some rough seas, some waves and whatnot from Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod over towards Long Island. And then we got hit-or-miss weather on down in terms of the rough seas off Jersey, Chesapeake Bay. It looks like we got some fog there and might have a little bit more below that down in North Carolina. All right, we have got a tropical storm that is now coming across about halfway across the Atlantic. It is staying lower than the other storms did, the other two that came through. This is staying lower. Now, the name of it is Tropical Storm Fiona. It's currently got winds gusting to 50 miles an hour. It is intensifying. It's scheduled to intensify some more. The central pressure on it since yesterday has dropped 24 megabars. And it's moving west at 14 miles per hour. Right now, if it stays on the track that it's on, it's going to bring it along pretty much parallel with the Dominican Republic and, of course, the outer islands. So we'll see what happens there. But this could be, finally, the storm that nobody's seen here in the Gulf of Mexico, Kyle.
Wow. Yes, very interesting.
This could be. It's got the potential. So, folks, pay attention to Fiona. And get yourself prepared now with the stuff that you need to have. Okay, Kyle, tell us about your show, how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go on over to KyleWarrenShow.com.
I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And don't forget, you can truck on over to the Flying J and the Pilot and find out more about what it is that they do. Get involved in the Drivers Club and take advantage of all the different things that you can get for free by accumulating the points for the fuel that you buy. Okay, joining us now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have got Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I guess yesterday I didn't quite catch what was going on with this guy who was apparently, I guess he was arrested. He had been on the payroll of the FBI when it came to the dossier, and you caught that, and I didn't see it right away. I saw it afterwards. But what's going on with that?
Igor Danchenko.
Right.
He was the subsource that was providing the chatter, the talk, for the dossier.
Mm-hmm.
But he also said that none of it is substantiated. Some of it can be like bar talk, or he later said it. I guess they were virtually having some kind of a fun time, you know, creating some stories around Donald Trump. And after Christopher Steele was fired by the FBI for being one of their sources because he was leaking to the media, the FBI knew about Danchenko all this time and decided to put him on the payroll. And they all knew that it was false, but they put him on the payroll to see if he could keep coming up with these wild and crazy stories, and they could use him as a source for FISA warrants and whatnot, and for the basis of the Mueller investigation. So this has been uncovered, especially when it came to what is known as the P-tape. You know, they talked to people in the hotel and this and that, and nobody in the hotel ever heard of any of this. And this puts it squarely in the lap of James Comey now.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on Denise Simon 2, and we'll continue that conversation as well as some more as we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.